You're listening to SBS News.
India is getting ready for its first manned space mission in 2022. But for now, the country with the world's second largest army is busy attracting international attention over putting its military capabilities in space. In a rare feat, India has deployed a space weapon and has become only the fourth country to have done that.
3, 2, 1.
Mission Shakti was an operation that involved shooting one of India's own satellites in space with an anti-satellite missile. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India has established itself as a space power with this major breakthrough.
Bharat ne aaj apna naam antriksh mahashakti.
Today, India has registered its name as a space superpower, space power. Until now, only three countries in the world, America, Russia and China, had this capability. Now India is the fourth country to have achieved this capability.
It comes just a few days after Pakistan showcased its missiles, tanks and aircraft on its National Day. Tensions between the two neighbouring countries flared after a terrorist attack killed 40 Indian paramilitary soldiers in the Indian-administered Kashmir region. Since then, senior leaders of both the nations have shared messages of maintaining peace in the region, though the constant show of military power by both sides indicates a peaceful resolution is still at bay. Academic fellow at the Australia-India Institute, Dr. Pradeep Taneja, says India's adventure in space could inspire Pakistan to catch up. But Dr. Taneja says Pakistan must act wisely and not follow in India's steps, as it has other more important issues to deal with.
I think it'll be a folly for Pakistan to try and match India in everything, because India's economy is six times the size of Pakistan's. And it'll basically drive Pakistan into bankruptcy if Pakistan continues to try to match India in military technology. In other words, Pakistan will end up spending a lot more of its scarce resources on military rather than helping develop its economy and education and lifting people out of poverty.
While India's new space missile may be worrisome for Pakistan, Dr. Taneja says it leaves Pakistan with limited defense options, forcing it to rely on its much-favored ally in the region, China. Dr. Taneja says having preceded India in conducting such a missile test, China has an edge over its neighbor in space technology.
I mean, China is already more advanced than India in terms of space technology. And China conducted a similar test to India's yesterday's test, in fact, at a higher altitude than India's test, in 2007, so 12 years ago.
Just hours after India registered itself as a space power, Pakistan issued a call against military threats in outer space. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the space weapon has not been developed to attack any country.
I want to reassure the world community that this new capability we have achieved is not against anyone. This is just an initiative for defense of the rapidly progressing Indian nation. India has always been against the use of weapons in space, and this doesn't change that policy in any way.
While some may see Mr. Modi's latest bid to flex India's military muscle simply as a technological achievement, it is also being viewed as his attempt to get re-elected in polls beginning April 11. Dr. Pradeep Taneja from the Australia-India Institute says India is a patriotic nation which has shown constant signs of buying into Mr. Modi's national security-based election campaign since the attack in Kashmir. Dr. Taneja says the space missile announcement could not have come at a better time for the Prime Minister's party.
Remember, Prime Minister Modi is someone who doesn't miss a beat when it comes to public relations and getting some media publicity, and particularly on national security issues. So the opinion polls are showing that certainly, I think, boosted Prime Minister Modi's credit, standing in terms of national security issues. Whereas in this case, Prime Minister Modi made a big sort of media event. And so there was quite a bit of sort of drama that accompanied this.
While the world's biggest democracy gets ready to test the opinion of more than 900 million registered voters, space experts in Australia feel militarization of space can wait. Australian Centre for Space and Engineering Research Director Andrew Dempster says Australia does not have the capability demonstrated by India. Professor Dempster says the Australian Space Agency is aimed at developing civilian capabilities in space rather than militarizing it.
What the Australian Space Agency is trying to do is to produce an Australian sustainable space industry that then goes on to support the economy. So we provide, well, the idea would be we provide space assets that help our agriculture industry, that help our mining industry, and generally boost the economy.
With US President Donald Trump setting up a space force and China, Russia and India increasing investments in space, it is highly likely Australia would want to catch up in the future. But Professor Dempster feels Australia is better off without it.
The philosophy behind a lot of the treaties about how outer space should be used is that it should be peaceful. The peaceful use of outer space is pretty much the only way that it's going to remain usable. So I think any talk of militarizing space is counterproductive in the long run.
George Oshi, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.